the numbers are a bit lower than we would have expected. We have about 1,600 odd registrants in Ireland as a whole, but only 21 are from County Donegal.
Mm.
So obviously that's a lower percentage rate than we would like to see. It's just over 1% of all registrants, even though Donegal has over 3% of the population. The organizations that would have registered are a variety. There would be businesses that have registered, representative bodies, advocacy groups. There really is a wide range of organizations that have registered across Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and that would be no different in Donegal. It's just that we're a little bit concerned about the low levels of registration over the space of 2 years. I would be rather surprised that there wouldn't be more lobbying that's taking place.
This is not just if you're engaging with politicians, if you're in contact with local government, central government, would you also have to register?
That's right. The most senior officials would be considered to be what we call designated public officials. So somebody that communicates with the head of a department or the chief executive of a local authority, for example, would have to register, just as would be the case if you were contacting an elected councillor or a TD.